two of the number of the old aristocracy, the greatest protectors of commerce and sincere devotees to their principles. In one of the morning coaches, Bouchon, Debray, and Chateau Renaud were talking of the very sudden death of the Marchioness. "I saw Madame de Saint Méran only last year at Marseille, when I was coming back from Algiers," said Chateau Renaud. "She looked like a woman destined to live to be 100 years old, from her apparent sound health and great activity of mind and body. How old was she?" "Franz assured me," replied Albert, "that she was 66 years old. But she has not died of old age, but of grief. It appears that since the death of the Marquis, which affected her very deeply, she has not completely recovered her reason." "But of what disease, then, did she die?" asked Debray. "It is said to have been a congestion of the brain, or apoplexy, which is the same thing, is it not?" "Nearly. It is difficult to believe that it was apoplexy," said Bouchon. "Madame de Saint Méran, whom I once saw, was short, of slender form, and of a much more nervous than sanguine temperament. Grief could hardly produce apoplexy in such a constitution as that of Madame de Saint Méran." "At any rate," said Albert, "whatever disease or doctor may have killed her, Monsieur de Villefort, or rather, Mademoiselle Valentine, or still rather, our friend Franz, inherits a..."